Welcome to Reign of Grace. This program is brought to you by Reign of Grace Media Ministries, an outreach ministry of Eager Avenue Grace Church in Albany, Georgia. It is our pleasure and privilege to present to you the gospel message of the sovereign grace and glory of God in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that today's program will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening, and now for today's program.
Welcome to our broadcast today. I'm glad you could join us. If you would like to follow along in your Bibles, I'll be preaching from the book beginning at the passage, this passage, Romans chapter 2. If you want to turn in your Bibles, Romans 2, verses 28 and 29. And this is a subject that I've dealt with several times over the years of being on this program, and I've gotten some response to the issue that I'm going to deal with, some of it negative, a lot of it negative. And I think it's because people have not learned to interpret the Bible correctly and learn to think biblically. But the title of the message is this. It may sound strange, but it's Jews for Jesus. Jews for Jesus. And the reason I'm preaching this message is that on occasion, you know, I'll have people ask me about Israel, the state of Israel today, the political entity that resides in the Mideast, and whether or not we should, as a nation, the United States, should support Israel. And I, without hesitation, say, of course we should. We should support Israel. I support the state of Israel because it's the only democracy in the Mideast that I know of, and it's an ally of the United States. But I want to make a distinction here that we need to understand. I support Israel politically and economically, but I do not support Israel religiously or spiritually, because I'm a Christian, and a Christian is one who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, follows the Lord Jesus Christ. And the state of Israel, the natural descendants, you might say, of Abraham, they deny Christ. But there are, somebody has told me, and there are organizations called Jews for Jesus. And somebody asked me about that several years ago. And I told him, I said, what do you think about Jews for Jesus? And I said, well, that's me. I'm a Jew for Jesus. And they asked me, said, well, you mean you're a Jew? You're a natural descendant of Abraham. So I said, no, I'm Irish American, as far as I know, English American. I don't have any Jewish blood in me. Wouldn't mind if I did. It wouldn't matter if I did. But I'm a Jew for Jesus. Now, what am I talking about there? Well, look at Romans chapter 2 and verse 28. Now, listen to this. Paul writes, now this is the Bible, this is God's Word, this is Paul writing by inspiration of the Spirit. And remember, Paul, the Apostle Paul, was a natural-born descendant of Abraham. But listen to what he writes. He says in verse 28, "For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh." Verse 29, "But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God." Now that's pretty plain, and I'm going to show you some other scriptures here. And what is he talking about? Well, if you're going to understand the Bible, if you're going to learn to think biblically, you have to learn to make a distinction between the natural-born descendants of Abraham and what the Bible describes as the spiritually-born descendants of Abraham. Now, the natural-born descendants of Abraham, those are the natural-born Jews. And the spiritually-born descendants of Abraham are believers. Now, they're naturally speaking, they're Jew and Gentile. But they're believers because, as described here, They've been made a Jew inwardly. They've been circumcised in the heart. Now, what is heart circumcision? Well, that's the new birth. You remember Christ said you must be born again or you cannot see the kingdom of heaven? You must be born again. Except you be born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. That's the new birth. The new birth is a work of God through the Holy Spirit to impart life from Christ to a spiritually dead sinner. That's who we are by nature, spiritually dead sinners. We have physical life, just like the natural-born descendants of Abraham, and then the natural-born Gentiles. We have physical life, but we don't have spiritual life. That's a gift from God. And over in John 1:11, it tells you that Christ came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to them that received him, he gave the power. They have the power, not the ability, but the right to call themselves to become the sons of God, which were born. And he says, not of blood, that is not of natural birth, physical birth. Just because you're a physical descendant of Abraham doesn't make you a child of God. So they were born, which were born not of blood, nor of the will, nor of the works, will of the flesh, or the works of the flesh, nor of the will of man. You're not born again because you believe. If you're born again, you will believe, but they're born of God. And that's what heart circumcision is. It's giving us a new heart. Ezekiel prophesied of this. He said, I'll give you a new heart. I'll take away the stony heart, the unbending, unbelieving heart, and give you a new heart. And then he says, and it's in the spirit. Circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter. That is, it's not of the law that God gave to Abraham to be physically circumcised. That has nothing to do with it. The Apostle Paul wrote in Galatians 6 and verse 14, God forbid that I should glory or boast, save or accept in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but a new creation. A new creation. What is a new creation? Well, that's a born again believer. We'll look at that in just a moment. But that's if you're a believer, a true believer, resting in Christ for your whole salvation, you're a Jew for Jesus, spiritually speaking, not physically. You know, the name Jew, you know where it come from. It was the first appearance of it in the Bible is in the book of Esther, when it talks about Mordecai the Jew. And that was a name given to the natural descendants of Abraham out of the tribe of Judah. So it's a shortened form of Judah. Well, what does the name Judah mean? Judah was one of the sons of Israel, the sons of Jacob. Well, the name Judah means praise. Praise. And that's what a Jew is. A spiritual Jew is one who praises God through Christ. And it says here, you remember, it says, whose praise is not of men, but of God. They praise God. And you know how that name, just like when we talk about Israel, there is a natural Israel, national Israel, and there's a spiritual Israel. Israel means one who has prevailed with God. That's what the name means. Well, how can I, a sinner, prevail with God? Well, there's only one way. That is to look to Christ and plead his merits, plead his blood as the full payment for all my sins. Plead his righteousness for my whole justification before God. That's how you prevail with God. And that's what the name Israel means. Well, let me show you some scripture. Look over at Romans chapter 9. Let me make good on this through the scripture. And listen, what I'm talking about has nothing to, there is nothing in this that would make me or any other believer anti-Semitic or hateful towards the Jews or to persecute the Jews. That is totally unbiblical and unchristian. for anybody to do that. In fact, Paul in Romans chapter 11 makes a big deal of this, that we who are Gentile believers, we ought to thank God for Israel every day, mainly for two reasons. Number one, it was through them that the Lord brought Christ into the world. In his humanity, he was a Jew. Now, he's God in human flesh. But it was through that nation. God sovereignly chose that nation. And not because of anything in them or good in them. It was in spite of them and brought the Messiah through that nation. My Savior came through them. I thank God for them. And then, in spite of them, God preserved the word of truth, the scriptures, and even the gospel through them. That's why Paul wrote in Romans 1:16 about the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and to the Greek also. In other words, it came to the Gentiles through the Jews. Paul and Peter and John, Mark, all of them, they were Jews. And I thank God for them. And I pray for them. I pray for their salvation. I pray that God will bring them to faith in Christ and repentance unto dead works. But I also pray for everybody that way. I pray God save them from their sins. Arabs, Americans, whoever. That's what we're to do. We don't have any warrant in Scripture to be hateful or to harm or to be prejudiced against any race, nation, or whatever. We're to love our neighbor as ourselves and pray for their salvation. And so, understand that. But look here in verse 6 of Romans 9. Now, the issue here is this. God had promised to save all Israel. And that's true. But most of the physical descendants of Abraham, most physical Israelites, rejected Christ. Well, what does that mean? Well, does that mean that God failed on his word, on his promise to make good on it? Well, look at verse 6. Not as though the word of God hath taken none effect. For they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Now, that's strange language, isn't it? Well, listen, verse 7, he explains it. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And he says in verse 8, now what does that mean? Well, it was through Isaac that God brought Christ in through the lineage. And he says, that is, they which are the children of the flesh, the physical descendants, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. Now, who are these children of the promise? Well, let's go to Galatians chapter 3. And in this, and you know what the problem was in Galatia, the churches of Galatia. False preachers had crept into these churches, and they were Jews, physical Jews, who claimed to believe the gospel, who claimed to be Christian, but who wanted to bring Gentiles back under the Jewish law, the old covenant law of Moses. Paul said that's another gospel. He said, let them be anathema. He said, though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we preach, let them be anathema. Well, he makes the case here that the true spiritual seed of Abraham, which begins with Christ himself, but warrants down to all, or goes down to all of his people, he says in verse 26 of Galatians 3. Now listen to this. He says, for you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Do you see that? Not because of any physical connection with Abraham, but by faith in Christ Jesus. That's how you are made a child of God, by faith in Christ Jesus. And he says in verse 27, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Now, he's not talking about the ordinance, the gospel ordinance of water baptism there. Baptized means placed into, united with. And so he says, for as many of you as have been placed into Christ or united with Christ, you put him on. Now, what does the Bible mean when it says we put on Christ? It's to believe in him. It's to rest in him and his righteousness imputed, charged as my only ground of salvation. That's what it is to put him on. We who are believers put him on every day. We look to him as the author and finisher of our faith. Well, look at verse 28. Now those who are in Christ and put him on, there's neither Jew nor Greek, Jew nor Gentile. That distinction means nothing. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. Now let me caution you, because of the ungodly spirit of today that, you know, wants to group everybody into one group, and you can say whatever you are. The Bible does not deny the distinctions between, for example, a man and a woman. What he's saying here is that distinction has absolutely nothing to do with whether or not we're children of God. In other words, just because you're a man, that doesn't make you a child of God. Just because you're a woman doesn't make you a child of God. That distinction means nothing as far as being right with God. He says, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And then look at verse 29. And if you be Christ, now that's a possessive. You could read it this way. If you belong to Christ, that's what believers are. We are people who belong to Christ. He owns us. We're his sheep. We're his bride. And if you belong to Christ, then are you Abraham's seed, offspring, and heirs according to the promise. Now, how are we Abraham's offspring? Hey, did Abraham save us? Does Abraham give us Lot? No. He's saying that we're connected with the promise that God gave to Abraham all that time ago. And it was a promise of salvation by grace through the Lord Jesus Christ. It was the promise of righteousness by Jesus Christ. Justification before God. Justifying the ungodly based upon the righteousness of another. Paul deals with that in Romans 4 when he talks about Abraham. He talks about David when David said, blessed, Romans 4, 6, blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputeth righteousness without works. That's the same promise that Abraham had from God. If you believe the gospel, the true gospel, you believe the exact same promise that that God gave to Abraham, and Abraham believed it by God's power and goodness and grace. So you're connected to Abraham spiritually. God chose Abraham to be the archetype of believers. Abraham couldn't save himself. Abraham was a sinner saved by grace. Abraham didn't save anybody. Couldn't save his children. Couldn't save his descendants. But we're connected with him in a spiritual way because of the promise. And he says that up here in verse 13 of Galatians 3. Listen to this. He says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham. Now, what is the blessing of Abraham? It's salvation by grace, righteousness in the Lord Jesus Christ, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. You see that? That's a Jew for Jesus. Over in Galatians 6, look at this. Verse 14. Paul writes, but God forbid that I should glory, that I should boast, save or except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Believers boast in the glorious person and the finished work of Christ. Not in themselves. We don't boast in ourselves. We don't boast in what we do or don't do. We don't boast in our faith. I believed and they didn't. Well, the only reason I believed is because of God's sovereign power, mercy, and grace. We boast in Christ. And he says, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. And then in verse 15, he says, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature, a new creation. Whether or not you're a physical Jew or a Gentile physically, it means nothing. What means something is, are you a new creation? And remember what he said? Circumcision is that of the heart, not of the flesh, and the spirit, whose praise is of God and not of men. And that's the new creation. We are his workmen. Ephesians 2 and verse 10. We are his workmanship. We, who's the we there? Believers. who've been saved by grace, who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them. So look at verse 16 now, Galatians 6. He says, and as many as walk according to this rule. Have you ever heard of the word, English word, canon? Not meaning a cannon that you shoot a cannonball out of, but the canon of Scripture, the canon of doctrine, canonical. Well, that's what that word rule is. It's the doctrine. And he says, as many as walk according to this canon, this doctrine, this rule. What rule? Well, here it is. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you walk according to that rule, here's what he says in verse 16. Peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. You see that? The Israel of God. That's the measure of a person who is a spiritual Jew. Jews for Jesus. What is a Jew for Jesus? It's a Jew who believes in Christ. And it's a spirit. He's a spiritual Jew. And look over in one more verse, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 3. You know how the apostle started this off? He's talking about how he once was lost and now he's saved. He says, for we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Now, in Philippians, you had this, basically one of their problems was the same problem that they had in the churches of Galatia. You had a group of believers, mixed, both Jew naturally speaking, physically Jews and physical Gentiles were mixed together in the church, and then Jews who claimed to believe in Christ but who were false professors, who wanted to bring Gentiles under the law, crept in. And what they were trying to do is turn their eyes away from Christ to the law, to themselves. And one of the things they wanted to do is they wanted to have the Gentile males circumcised, saying that, you're a believer and you're saved, but unless you're circumcised, you're not really saved and you're not really righteous. You're not really in the kingdom. And so the Apostle Paul writes here, this is Philippians 3:1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Now, the word rejoice there is to be happy in the Lord, be content, joyful in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me, is indeed is not grievous, for you it is safe. Verse 2, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. Now, the word concision is a mutilation. And what he's referring there to is the unbelieving Jews who claimed to be Christian, but who wanted to bring believers under the law of circumcision in order to be really saved. And he's saying they're dogs. He said they're evil workers. It's Christ alone. It's not Christ plus circumcision. It's not Christ plus your works. It's not Christ plus baptism. It's Christ alone. His blood alone. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's His righteousness alone. The only right standing I have before God is in Christ, who is the Lord my righteousness. And I want to serve Him, but my service adds nothing to the righteousness that He established by Himself when He purged away my sins on the cross. He's it. He's my all and in all. And so he says, verse 3, we are the circumcision. Now, what is he talking about? He's talking to believing Gentiles here too, who had not been physically circumcised. And he says, we are the circumcision. We're spiritual Jews. We're spiritual Israelites. He is not a Jew which is one outwardly. And circumcision is not that which is outward of the law. He is a Jew, which is one in. We're the circumcision. How do you know, Paul? We worship God in the Spirit. We worship God as God reveals Himself in His Word through Christ. We worship God from the new heart. He's given us a new heart. It's the circumcised heart. Circumcision is that of the heart. And he says we rejoice in Christ Jesus. We glory in Christ. We boast in Christ. Not in ourselves. We boast in who Christ is. The glory of his person as God manifest in the flesh. We boast in his blood. Again, what can wash away my sins? Not circumcision, not baptism, nothing but the blood. We boast in his righteousness. In the Lord have I righteousness and strength. And it's his imputed to me. And then he says, we have no confidence in the flesh. We don't believe that we attain salvation or maintain it by works of the flesh. We believe that it's all the power of God to save us, to keep us saved, and to bring us to Christ. Now, if you believe that, you know what you are? You're a spiritual Jew. You're a Jew for Jesus. That's what we are. And you know what spiritual Jews do? They praise God. That's what the word Judah means, praise. Israel, they prevailed with God. How we prevailed with God? By looking to Christ, resting in him, pleading his blood, pleading his righteousness as our only ground, our only right, our only title to the blessings of God's grace. Blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, accepted of God in the beloved. Not because of any national connection we have, any pedigree, not because of our works, not because of our will. God changed our will when he gave us a new heart. That's a spiritual Jew. That's a Jew for Jesus. Think about these things. Make that distinction and you'll understand the Word of God even more. Hope you'll join us next week for another message from God's Word.
We are glad you could join us for another edition of Reign of Grace. This program is brought to you by Reign of Grace Media Ministries, an outreach ministry of Eager Avenue Grace Church in Albany, Georgia. To receive a copy of today's program, or to learn more about Reign of Grace Media Ministries, or Eager Avenue Grace Church, write us at 1102 Eager Drive, Albany, Georgia, 31707. Contact us by phone at 229-432-6969 or email us through our website at www.theletterrofgrace.com. Thank you again for listening today, and may the Lord be with you.